All right, the sound recording has started.
Thank you, I appreciate that. So welcome everybody. I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting. This is a special Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo Charter School 3, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggard, Chairman of the Board. I'll facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, member of the Board of Adeo Schools and CEO of Westland Financial Services, Inc.
Right, and Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, Parent Representative Board Member, and I am the Director of Leasing, Acquisitions, and Dispositions at Gildred Companies.
And it's Greg Haggard, I'm Chair. Thank you, appreciate everybody. So 1.3, establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of 1.3?
I make a motion to approve 1.3.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you, and Laura.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. That passes unanimously. Yes, we have a quorum. So next we have the Pledge of Allegiance. And we'll all just look at Angela's background and we're good to go. All right, ready? Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. So you can tell that we all had different kindergarten teachers who had a different pace to the Pledge of Allegiance. This sticks with you for the rest of your life. Okay, thank you. And 5, approve the agenda.
Tim Morton, motion to approve the agenda.
Laura Barrero, I second the motion.
Thank you. And Laura, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. Approved unanimously. So 2.0 public comment on the 2.1 non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that are not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes. Total, unless otherwise modified by the chair. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we're at 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chair. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Thank you. We'll move on. So 3.0 administrative items, 3.1, consider approval of access to public records policy. Mary, would you guide us through this?
Yes. Lynn, share with us on that one. Will you please the legal request for that?
Part of the addendum that you are also voting, when I look at that, it's asking for a Public Records Act policy, and we don't have that. So therefore, I developed a policy like, I think, or 3 days ago. I gave it to Angela, and now we have a formal policy when we receive Public Records Act, which is good.
Is there anything, I did read that, thank you. Is there anything else we need to consider with this, Lynn, Mary?
No, we recommend approval. Rounds out our policies. Okay.
Thank you. So I'll be looking for a motion to approve 3.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion to approve 3.1.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you, and I'll call for your vote, Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is unanimous. Senate Agenda 4.0. Unless these are going to get taken in one motion unless anybody wants to pull them out. I'll be looking for pull any of them out to be considered individually. So I'm looking for a motion to approve 4.1.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Laura Barrero, second.
Thank you. And I'm calling for the vote. So Laura Barrera.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. That passes unanimously. So we have 5.0 action items. These are action items specific to Adara Charter School 2.5.1. 5.1.1, ratification of the MOU addendum with the State Board of Ed. Mary?
Yeah, Lynn, you want to tell us about that, please?
Every year we sign an MOU with the State Board of Education for those State Board approved schools. However, for this year, they wanted an addendum wherein we are demonstrating that we're in compliance with SB 126, which is your Public Records Act, your Conflict of Interest Code, and it's all indicated in the form that you are approving. And so we request the board to consider approval.
Tim Martin, approve the 5.1.1.
Laura Barrero, second.
Thank you. I'll call for your vote, Laura Barrera.
Laura Barrera, aye.
Tim Martin.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. Now we're down to the same item, but 5.2 for Grossmont Secondary School. These are all going to be the same, right, staff?
That's correct.
So I'm going to be looking for a motion to 5.2.1.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion to approve 5.2.1.
Tim Martin, second.
Laura Barrera, your vote.
Laura Barrera, aye.
Tim Martin.
Aye.
Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So 5.3.1 of MOU State Board for Sweetwater Secondary School. Looking for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve 5.3.1.
Laura Barrero, second.
Laura, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Martin. And Greg Haggard. Is aye. Thank you. That passes unanimously. Again, I just want to say, I know there's so much work that goes in. By the time we get through these, and so much reporting out, and this board packet was hundreds of pages. So we really do recognize all the hard work. By the time we get here, everybody's exhausted. But thank you so very much. Unless there are any comments or anything anybody would like to add, I would look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Tim Martin.
Laura Barrero, second.
And Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. So that passes unanimously. We are out of here. Thank you, everybody. Well, I'll see you all.